Legislative Democrats say they're unhappy that only four public hearings on the budget have been scheduled, so they've planned 10 local sessions across the state. The first session is tonight in La Crosse, followed by Racine, Wisconsin Rapids, and Barron. Joint Finance Committee member, Democratic Senator Bob Wirch, says both types of public hearings can help educate residents. He says the sessions can make some difference when it comes to crafting the budget.
It was difficult to estimate how effective we're going to be in the budget when we're in the minority. But clearly we will have a better idea of the interests of our constituents and the needs of our constituents after these hearings.
One thing Republicans and Democrats can agree on is that even if the listening sessions are unofficial, they still want to hear what their constituents are thinking. JFC co-chair, Republican Representative John Nygren, says no matter how many hearings they schedule, people will still demand more.
I think if you look at where they're being held this time around, geographically, they're very diverse, pretty much all four corners of the state. About the only thing people could be critical of is that we aren't going up to the northern Superior area, but we did that 2 years ago. And that's all part of the process, is moving them around.
Nygren says he'll be holding some local budget listening sessions in the coming weeks, as will JFC Senate Republicans Joe Leibham and JFC co-chair Alberta Darling. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.